a prayer study. In Sunday school, it's on the book by Max Lucado, Before Amen. And what he's saying is this is some help in leading you in your prayer life before you ever get to the end of it, before you say amen. I also preached the first sermon of a series last week on prayer, about power praying. In that sermon, you had a white card, index card in your bulletin, and I challenged you and asked you if there was any area in your life where, God didn't come through for you, you're undone, okay? You really need God to do something. I asked you to write that prayer request down, hand it in. We stuck all those on two bulletin boards, two court boards out here in the vestibule, in the foyer, all right? Caught it. Today, and in the next three Sundays, you're going to have a sticky note in your bulletin. I hope you believe not only the challenge, yeah, you believe you've got some issue in your life, but I hope you believe in faith that God's going to answer your prayer somehow, some way, okay? And I don't know when, but He's going to answer you. What I want you to do is with a sticky note, if God has already by today started working in your life and answering that prayer, if you would write something on that sticky note, find your prayer out there and stick it on there, okay? If it hasn't started working yet, hold on. We're going to have another sticky note for you next Sunday, and the Sunday after that, and the Sunday after that. I want that to be a visual lesson to us of how good and great God is in answering our prayers. Would you do that? Whenever God starts working in your life, whenever God starts answering that prayer that you wrote on your white card out there, if you'll put a sticky note on there, God is doing this. Maybe even next week you'll have to add another. Now God has done this. If you'll just post it so we can know what God is doing. Don't write your name, just post it on there. Everybody got that? Okay. Now, with all that being said about prayer, I'm going to take a little break this Sunday and come back to prayer next Sunday, because I do this every January. I give a state of the church address, all right? We need to look back at what God has done. Now, the first thing that I want to make real sure we understand about this sermon and all that I'm going to share with you, all the glory goes to God. You with me on that? Is He worthy of all of the glory and praise and honor? He is, and we want to make sure He gets that. So in the year 2017, this is what God has done in Five Forks Baptist Church. We want to look first of all at membership, all right? And everything I'm going to share with you this morning, I don't have a slide for, but I sort of hit some of the major things here, okay? Number one, God added 58 new members to the church family at Five Forks Baptist Church, okay? 24 of these were baptized. 21 joined by letter from another church. 13 by statement, okay? In 2017, God led us to create two new part-time staff positions. The first is discipleship and outreach pastor, Mark Brown, who prayed the offertory prayer a moment ago. We called him, and he has served faithfully and diligently. Then secondly, God is blessing our children's ministries so much that we created a children's ministry assistant, part-time. Valerie Kinley, you stand so everybody can see you a minute. All right, there you are. Thank you. We also hired a new administrative assistant, Vicki Vaughn. Man, she has been a real blessing. She knows her stuff. She really does. The music pastor of outreach and music, has been changed to music and with some responsibilities to senior adults. And now that position is open. We have a good team, a great team that is also working hard and seeking out the one that God has for us. We appreciate God sending Tony Cerreo, who served as an interim, and now Bill Selman. And we are glad you're here, Bill. Different groups in the church. God is blessing and God is used First of all, I want to begin with the youth group, our classic adults, our senior adults, all right? Man, what a great group that is. If you are a senior adult, we'd like to call you classic. Do you think you're classic? Amen. Classic adults. If you're going to join this group, you need to go to one of the sports stores and buy you a new pair of tennis shoes, all right? You're going to need them to keep up with these guys because they're doing a lot. So many of them are involved in other ministries in the church, but they also come together. This past year, they went to Pennsylvania, a fall trip to Pennsylvania, not only to look at the colors, but they did so much neat stuff. And today, they're going to have a meeting right after church about another trip later on this year, in September, going to see Noah's Ark. That's in Kentucky. The Creation Museum, and also while they're at it, they're going to take a riverboat cruise down the Ohio River. Now, let's look at missions for a moment. We had a group go across town for the second year off of Augusta Road into one of the tough sections of Greenville to lead a Bible club there at some apartments. We worked with a church called Church Without Walls, who's pastored by Alfred Johnson. And Alfred's doing, man, a life of obedience to what God has called him to do. God is using him to reach the folks there in that area. We've tried to help them in many ways. We gave them a band that we were no longer using, plus some other areas as well. Anyway, we had about 20 of our members go over there every day, 1 week, to teach God's Word and to love on and to play with those kids. We had 20 youth go to Knoxville, Tennessee, in a project with other youth groups, and there they worked on roofs all week long, about 20 of those. Later on that summer, we had 30 go to the Bridge Church, and we've had a partnership with them in a small town in West Virginia, Matoka, West Virginia, and they worked there for a weekend. And then we've been exploring God opening a door to the nation, the island nation of Haiti. We've been supporting, some of you Sunday school classes have been supporting a gentleman by the name of Dottie Saint-Amour, and he is leading a ministry to deaf children there, because deaf children, if you're handicapped in the island nation of Haiti, you've got about 10 strikes against you already. And so now God is opening that door even further. We're planning on going back after Jason and Mark went there this past year, and we're going to work with a ministry called Many Hands for Haiti. And we're going to go, leaving on June the 28th. There's already about 10 or 11 of you signed up, but there's room for more as well. We want to show a short video of that at this time. Amen. I was able to go to Haiti back in the 80s, and I think every American needs to go and spend about 3 days in Haiti. Man, you'll come back appreciating what God has poured into your life. This group that's going in the summer, they'll be working with Dottie and the deaf ministry a little. They'll also be teaching some Bible club and some construction. And one of my sermons here recently, I mentioned one of the nastiest things that we handle every day is money. It's really dirty, a lot of germs on it. I need to correct that. If you live in a nation like Haiti, one of the most unhealthy things that you could ever touch is a dirt floor, and most of the homes in Haiti have dirt floors. So probably some of the construction is going to be, you're going to be pouring some concrete to put concrete floors in some of these homes to get them off of the dirt. Isn't it amazing what other people and other places of the world go through? God has blessed our children. I mentioned that already. I got an amen right there. All right. Future children's ministry participant here. Awana has grown tremendously under Jen and now Valerie working with her. We moved Awana a couple of years ago to Sunday night. It's grown even more. This past year in 2017, we had 106 children registered, many of those from the community. Best outreach that we have going on right now. We had an average attendance last year of 81 children coming to learn and to hear God's Word. It's volunteer intensive. We have around, 50 or 60 volunteers every Sunday night. So it's taking a hit on our Sunday night service. But I want to commend our adults because we gave up the sanctuary. We moved down to the social hall. We had just a small adult Bible study. But we've given the sanctuary as part of this building that's being used on Sunday nights for Awana. In Vacation Bible School last year, we had 200 registered, an average attendance of 150, 17 professions of faith in Jesus Christ. $2,030 were taken up for the penny parade, which was given to a ministry in the nation of India. College and Career began a new class also in the fall of 2017, and they're going well also. The young adults, they have outgrown three Sunday school rooms, and are now meeting in the social hall. Speaking of the social hall, if you haven't been there in the last month or two, you need to go down there because of all the renovation that's taking place. Not only the carpet, but the walls, the paintings, the draperies, new furniture, the fireplace. It is really a beautiful room and cozy and inducive to sitting and learning God's Word. So, and you can hear in there finally. It was a cave. You couldn't hear anything. And now with soundproof panels all around the room that really look nice, it's a new room. Financially, this is how God blessed and through your obedience to giving. We took in 2017, $110,480.38 more than what was budgeted at the beginning of 2017. $46,250 was given above that for the future expansion, for long-range planning to whatever we may do on this campus, all right? We gave $78,478 to the cooperative program, which goes directly to missions, which goes to Baptist schools and to seminaries and different ministries. All that, every cent that goes to cooperative program is used in the ministry for Jesus Christ. We also gave $17,439 to the Greenville Baptist Association. We have over 100 churches in the Greenville Baptist Association, Southern Baptist Churches. We are number 4 in giving to them every year. In regards to the specific mission offerings that we take every year, there's 3 of them. Our goal this past year was $20,000 for foreign missions called Lottie Moon. We gave $22,000. Annie Armstrong, our goal was $10,000, which is home missions for United States missions. Missions in North America, we gave $11,000. Janie Chapman is state or South Carolina missions, and our goal was $6,000. We gave over $7,000. We also spent another $6,000 just in mission activities, which goes to buying some materials that we need when we do missions, like when we went to Church Without Walls, we needed some snacks, different things like that. And plus, for some folks who want to go on mission but need a scholarship, so that money was made available as well. We've been supporting also Ken and Deborah Blackwell, who serve in Africa, and we've been giving them money, about $200 a month going toward them. I mean, some of you Sunday school classes are giving Dottie money each month down in Haiti. Our long-range planning, we elected a team last January. They spent most of the year working and planning. We are now putting into effect the foundation of what we want to do. I'll share with you that in a moment. But we have a brand, Five Forks Baptist Church. It's on all of our buildings now. We have a vision statement, which comes from the book of Malachi, that we want to see. We want to be a part of making God's name great among all the nations and all the world. Are you still in favor of that? Yeah. Boy, that's weak. The vision that we want to see is that God's name will be great in all the world. Do you agree with that? Yeah. We're going to do that by serving God, by engaging the community in various ways, such as Awana, and growing together in Christ, which is discipleship. Our core values, this is what we felt is important to Five Forks Baptist Church. We are committed to God's Word, to biblical truth. We want to live lifestyles that reflect Jesus Christ. We want to have a culture of worship and prayer. We pray that our hearts will be directed for serving Christ and others, and a passion to share Jesus Christ and what He's done in our lives. The foundation of all of this is going to be prayer. And we're leading in that in a study right now. I'm preaching a series of sermons on it. From that, once we get a little stronger in prayer, we want to train you on Bless Every Home, which is a ministry. It's like an armchair ministry. You could sit in your easy chair at home and do this ministry once we tell you how to do it, all right? We're going to give you a little training in Sunday school on Sunday, February the 25th, church-wide in the social hall at 9:30. Yeah, we'll have a little food, okay? But more than that, we're going to train you of how you can pray for others in your life, especially those that your neighbors who live around you. Following that, in March, we're going to do the same thing during Sunday school on March the 25th. We're going to share some training with you on how to be a better witness for Jesus Christ. If God begins opening up doors for your neighbors or whoever you're praying for and gives you an opportunity to witness, we want you prepared. And then, just a little extra we want to throw in April, also in Sunday school, we want to give you some extra tips on how to study God's Word. God is also leading to us to have a new website that will be launching real soon. And then the long-range planning team, we're going to be looking at cranking up again. And you're doing a further study now. When God begins to do great things, and we're seeing Him adding people already, but we want to have our campus ready for them as well. Our Stephen Ministry, I'm proud of this ministry. These are folks who have committed to training, 50 hours of training to be a Stephen minister. They're like a chaplain, so to speak. They'll come alongside those in need, those who are hurting, those who are grieving, and minister to them. And then a goal that we have for this coming year is to strengthen our brotherhood, our men's ministry. And we have James Fombe, who is leading that. And James, we're going to give you a couple of minutes to come up and share a little bit about our goals that the men's ministry, the brotherhood, has for this coming year. Would you come, please? We're making time for you about every Sunday, so don't get any ideas about the pastor position.
No. I wasn't called for that. Good morning, church.
Morning.
I want to say, and I want to hear from the men in the church. Let the men say amen.
Amen.
All right, come on. Let the men say amen.
Amen.
All right. For 2018, most of you know, and the brotherhood has been part of this church for years. And as we move forward in 2018, it's about taking that to the next level. It's always in our lives God challenges us to go to the next level. And as you see here, we'll have a theme, sharpening men to transform that world. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. That's what we'll be about going forward. Next slide. So kind of as an overview, a scripture, and I think Pastor Mark for referencing this for us, 1 Corinthians 16:13-14, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. As they say, marinate on that. So the view of the ministry is what is in our bylaws. One particular thing we want to focus in on is the spiritual development of men, young men, and boys through life application of the Word. Life application of the Word. As men, we have relationships with our family, our wives, our sons and daughters. What does the Word of God say about that? What does the Word of God say about challenging us as men? What is it we should do? And as you know, as men, we're not going to share too much. We're going to keep it inside, let it fester with us. And I talked to my wife, and I noticed my wife, she's able to share. That, you know, and I learned from that. And as men, and with our wives, we see that every day. And one thing, too, we want to grow on that. What does the Word say to us as men, the things we should do? That is an accountability there for us as men. And when we stand before God on that day, we have to be accountable for that. And we will teach and engage and support the vision that Pastor just talked about. And the way we're going to do that, again, that ongoing spiritual development of men, young men, and boys. It's just not limited to us. There are young men out there, the families and the young, the boys around here, the youth ministry, they are looking at us as men. Don't think they're not watching. They are watching. So one thing we want to do coming in 18 quickly is a group and then monthly sessions. And so as we met, one theme that came up and what we want to call these groups is man up. And you know, sometimes when we're talking amongst ourselves as men, you know, sometimes we get a little somewhere else and we say to each other, come on, dude, man up. Step up. And so that's the challenge to us going forward. And I know there are some of you already that meet together, two or three, you sit and talk. And I had the experience a couple months back to walk as we got ready for the men's Bible study. There were two men sitting there, and they were talking, and they invited me in. And they said, hey, we do this a couple times a week. We come together in the Word. We talk. And I was able to sit there and listen, and I was blessed by that session. I know those are happening out there. We want to build on that. And if you're interested to get engaged in that, I've identified some names that you can reach out to us, you know, Mark, Tim, Jason, and myself, and how do we get that started? And there'll be men's events, the chili cook-off. Jason was talking about that. And it's time for us to man up. Now, I'm not one that cooks chili. I'll eat it. So that's not mine. But that's that opportunity to come and do that. One particular one before I end here, Habitat for Humanity. We have dialogue going on with them presently. They'll be coming to speak to the congregation, an opportunity for you, and this is not limited to men. There are ladies that know how to use a hammer, know how to lay the concrete, but it's not limited to that. And I had a session last week with a number of other church in the community. There was over 10 or 12 churches represented there, every denomination. And I told Pastor, it was awesome for me to see God's kingdom at work. It didn't matter about denomination. There was a need, as a family in need, and the body of Christ stepped up. So I'm saying to Five Forks, it's time for us to step up and engage in the community. And as we go forward, we want to stay aligned and integrated with the other ministries of the church, such as discipleship, the women's ministry, and a number of other ministries. So we're excited about 2018. I'm looking to the men to say to you, man up. It's going to be exciting. There are things to do in God's kingdom, and they need us to be engaged.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you, James. And I will say, if your day job doesn't work out, maybe you need to think about the ministry. I don't know. All right. God is blessed. Amen. This is just a little of what God has done. The major work we pray God is doing, and we've seen evidence of that, is in individual lives. The word discipleship has already been used. I want to ask you to pray about that in your life, not just as a church, but as a follower of Jesus Christ. God, what would you have me to do? How can I become a better and closer and deeper disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Yesterday, Jane and I went to a memorial service. A young man of 14 years old who took his life. There were four different ministers who spoke in that service. And I don't know whether they talked beforehand or what, but anyway, the message that just kept coming out from each of them is the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And you know that family needed his hope, right? I was going to take the time to try to give a mini sermon, but I don't have time for that this morning. I was going to go to Daniel 6, where Daniel is promoted once again, and those who were jealous of him, they had the king, they duped the king into signing the law that for 30 days nobody could pray to anything or anyone else except to the king. And Daniel wouldn't do it. Matter of fact, he didn't hide it. He would go home to his house there in Babylon every day, three times a day. He would open his windows toward Jerusalem because the Jews were in captivity. And he opened his windows where everybody could see him. He didn't change his habits. And he prayed to God. And he stood strong. One reason he was able to stand strong was he prayed to God every day. He was 82 years old, and he was saying, not going to do it. I can't do it. He's been too faithful to me. Has God been faithful to you? How? How? You remember? You remember the times when you had another issue and you thought you were undone? And God came through. He's provided every step of the way. He's going to help that family in that service yesterday. I believe that. We cannot forget what God has done. And at this point in our nation's history, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in the United States of America, the church has got to be stronger than ever. Do you believe that? We've got to be strong. We cannot be ashamed. We've got to open our windows, and we don't care who sees us. We're going to be true to Him. All that I shared this morning in Ephesians chapter 3, it's written in the bulletin every week. I hope that you've seen it. But it talks about that God can do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever ask, think, or imagine. To Him be glory. And you know where He says where glory needs to be? To Him be glory in the church. And to Christ Jesus throughout all generations. We're the church. We can't be ashamed. We've got to love Him with a heart, soul, mind, and body. We've got to remember how faithful He's been to us. And we need to share that with others. Will you be a stronger disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ this year? Will you be unashamed, as Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power to save. Will you pray? Will you be a disciple? Will you be unashamed? Will you be strong? That may be a prayer you want to pray this morning. That may be a prayer that you want to come down here. Some of you did, many of you did last week, and pray. It may be a prayer that God is working in your life now to where you want to be a part of what God is doing in Five Forks Baptist Church and to join this family here. Or better yet, if you haven't received and believed in Jesus Christ and you don't know that heaven is your home for eternity, you want to receive Him, you come and tell me. I'll be here at the front. We're going to sing, and as God moves, you come. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You, God, and we celebrate all that You've done because You are a great God. You're, God, been good to us. You've been faithful to us. And Lord, how can we not be faithful to You? Thank You for what You've done through us here at Five Forks Baptist Church. And may the glory be Yours in this church throughout all generations. And to You, Jesus. And now bless us. And Lord, we look forward to 2018 and what You're going to do through men and women and boys and girls and all ages. God, we just commit and surrender this year and ourselves to You, that God, You would do a great work among us. You put Five Forks Baptist Church in this place at this time, for such a time as this, Lord, and we want to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. We are grateful. We are happy. We sing praise to God for what He's done. And now let's stand together, and as God leads you, you want to pray, you want to come forward, you come.